before the war, or at the early part, I started work in 1943, so the war had been on the... But they built a new stores, the Air Ministry had, to protect their materials under storage. And it was like a small black aircraft hangar. Of course, there's all flats there now, but there was a slope for the lorries to come in and a crane so they could lift sheets of metal up and get them along into the stores, because that's all gone. But that was generally the main requisition for material, was to walk out of the gates down St Andrews Road towards Chesterton, and this hangar stood there, and it was a massive place, really. But usually when you went in, there were two girls sitting on high stools at a high desk, a sort of Dickensian scene of an accountant. And but you never had to ask those girls for the metal. You had to ask some of the men, because those girls were just dealing with what had been allocated to different jobs, because every requisition had a job number on it. So one day I went there and I couldn't see anybody about, and then I saw a man right down the end rack disappearing. I just heard it, "Oi!" And this little man came along, and he was, on thinking back, he looked a bit like Arthur Lowe in Dad's Army. Came up to me quite bustling. "Haven't you got any recognition of your elders, or don't you hold them in high esteem or something like that?" I said, "Yes." Well, he said, "I'm going to phone your foreman and tell you you're just insolent." I thought, well, I haven't said anything yet. And he kept on about this. "I've got no respect for me elders." Well, he said, "I'll go and find this Hoy." He said, "And in future, it's Mr. Hoy to you." Well, I didn't know his name was Harry Hoy when I'd called out Hoy to call him. So when I got back to the workshop, the foreman beckoned me over. "You've been upset, no, Harry Hoy, I hear." Well, I said, "I didn't know his name was Hoy. I didn't know his name at all. I just saw a man, I called out Hoy." "Never upset a storeman, my son. Never upset a storeman." So, I got over that one. What other things did I... Oh, having two sisters, I didn't think I'd even be bothered if I was working or amongst women, you see. But one day, the foreman asked me to go into the main assembly to Mr. Bryant's office, who was in charge of the 64, the main assembly line, to pick something up that he'd got to be repaired. So I went there, and this Bryant was on the phone, and there was this line of girls just working away, or supposed to be. And I think I'd been there 5 minutes or more, and then one said, "Oh, isn't he a nice boy?" Oh no, I thought, and I felt myself go, "Oh look, he's going red, he's blushing. Oh well, doesn't that look sweet?" And of course, I got, "Oh, get me out of here, for goodness sake," you know. And I couldn't believe that it was my first experience, and I thought, oh no. So after that, I hardly ever went in the main assembly.
What were they assembling?
Well, at that time, it would have been aircraft radar or something like that. One had put say, a potentiometer in, another one had put the wires on, next one had put a little transformer in or something like that. They were electric circuits. But the main stores for screws and things was in the main assembly, but at one end of the lines, and depending what sort of screw or what you wanted, depending which window you went to. But